Duke qenë të vendosur që të shohim statusin tonë të zgjidhur në mënyrë.
When Prime Minister Hashim Thaçi read Kosovo's Declaration of Independence in 2008, there were fears that independence would have destabilizing effects on the region. So far, those have not materialized.
Political parties.
Former diplomat Morten Abramovitz at the Century Foundation says there has been positive progress towards state and institution building, but he says other problems will not be solved anytime soon, including the situation in the Serbian-populated north.
It is not going to be resolved in any short time period. The EU plays with it. The Americans are sort of out. Kosovo depends on the foreigners to resolve the problem, and nobody can, and the Serbs are unable to come to grips with the loss of Kosovo.
Since July, for example, Serbs along Kosovo's border with Serbia have been setting up roadblocks after Kosovo's ethnic Albanian-dominated government tried to take control of the border region, which is under de facto Serb rule. The events reopened discussions on the status of that area and have disrupted bilateral talks on technical issues between Belgrade and Pristina.
Hi.
One good thing about the recent dust-up is that the Kosovo government has made it clear, or has been effective in getting the West to recognize that the North is part of Kosovo, and that's been a significant achievement.
It has also affected Serbia's chances to join the European Union. To date, the lack of progress in relationships with Kosovo has marred Belgrade's prospects, but Serbia's domestic political situation, with elections coming up in the spring, makes it more difficult for Belgrade to do anything that could alienate those voters who still consider Kosovo as part of Serbia. 87 countries, including the United States, have recognized Kosovo's independence, but Serbia claims the move is illegal and is supported by Russia, a permanent UN Security Council member with veto power. The European Union itself is divided, with five of its members not recognizing independence. Alex Grigorev of the Council for Inclusive Governance says Kosovo has to work to convince these countries, no matter what else happens.
Because I do not see any future for Kosovo without membership in the European Union. And those five members have to be worked on.
There are other problems besides relations with Serbia. Unemployment is at 45%. There is a high level of corruption. And war crimes investigations against high-profile public figures have been marred by reports of witness intimidation. By and large, though, peace in the region has been preserved. And in another sign of progress, the country now has its first female president, Atifete Yahyaga. In fact, the International Steering Group for Kosovo, a 25-member body overseeing its progress, says the supervised phase of independence may end as early as December. Keira Kostreci, VOA News, Washington.